we're going to call this back to order. Oh, that's scary.
I'll let them know too.
You want to get that side?
You're probably more forceful. He's holding up.
Give me 2 minutes.
We're going to come back to order right away. I'm just waiting for Councillor Hansera. It is his motion.
How's your break?
Is that my 5 minute recess or my Christmas break?
I'm sorry. I basically did nothing, so it's great.
Awesome.
Didn't have to worry about it all. It's all good.
Was it dentistry? Okay, I thought it was. Did it?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. Okay, folks, we're calling back to order. We're calling back to order at 7:58. Sorry about the delay. Okay, so, and in fact, before we go any further, just because this has been happening a little bit this meeting, reminder to council that you should not be speaking outside of your speaking turn. If you want to challenge something, you know, and it's a debatable challenge, you wait for your period of debate. If it's something you want to challenge in terms of procedure, you pop up to me and say point of parliamentary inquiry or point of order. I recognize you, and then you proceed, okay? Because there's been a little bit of people jumping in at points they shouldn't be. So just it's already sort of a complicated debate we're dealing with, so we just don't need any more of that while we're here. And I can't invoke this, but I'll remind you that members of council can invoke decorum, in which case you can't say anything. And so, well, while you're debating, you can say things, but outside of that, you can't say anything. So it's a very quiet and a little bit terrifying room. So let's not get to that point, okay, folks? With that, I don't know whether we were still. Let's just assume we were still introducing the motion. So, Councillor Hansera, is this still the motion you want to introduce, or is this not quite right? Or,
Mr. Speaker, I think it's not there yet. I'd like to continue with making the motion and then making the motion. I believe that it should say at the start.
Okay, hold on. I think you don't be sorry. I didn't mean to scare you into calling points of order. If it's a point of order, you can say point of order even during people's speaking turns. So, Councillor Bannister, is that a point of order?
Yes.
Okay.
So I'm not entirely sure how to go about doing this.
Okay.
But would it be possible to suspend standing orders to do a straw poll to see if this motion will pass with, just the concept of it? Because I personally...
That's okay. Yeah, okay. Now you're getting into debate,
okay.
So I got to stop you there.
Yeah, but can I just say the logic behind it?
Okay.
Allowed?
Okay. You can try.
Okay. The logic behind that would be to see whether it's worth spending time editing the amendment so thoroughly.
Sorry, you're getting into debate.
Okay, sure.
Number one, that's not a point of order. It's a point of parliamentary inquiry.
Sorry.
Point of parliamentary entries can't interrupt what's going on, but since you already asked it in the spirit of not having to ask it again, yes, you could, in theory, suspend standing orders so that straw pools would be in order, or suspend standing orders to do anything else. But with that, Councillor Hansford still has the floor.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to assure the Councillor that my amendments are almost finished, and hopefully it won't take much longer in Council time. So if we'd like to continue with making these amendments, I'm telling you that Students Council directs the University of Alberta Students Union Executive to spend up to $2,500 to seek, and I've already said to seek legal opinion on, and I believe let's just need to edit number one.
Okay.
Whether section 2, bracket A, close bracket, new bracket B, close bracket.
I'm sorry, V is in Victor?
Yeah, V is in Victor. Of the post-secondary institutions.
Of the post-secondary institutions?
Yeah. And that there's an apostrophe at the ES. Regulations. And I believe that is it. You should probably want to italicize your post-secondary. And the regulation is supposed to be capitalized.
Okay, that's part of it. Okay.
And that's all supposed to be italicized.
Yeah.
And the Canadian Charter of Rights is supposed to be italicized.
Okay.
And the Alberta Human Rights Act is supposed to be italicized. Right. And then I think we're good to go. Great looking amendment.
Sorry? Last part.
Oh, in relation to the international student tuition increase. Take this thing to 5 points.
Wow. Okay. Is this right, Councillor Hanser?
I believe it's right, right?
Okay, thank you. Do we have a seconder? I sure hope we have a seconder after taking all this time. Do we have a seconder? Councillor Mohammed, thank you very much. Okay, any debate on this amendment to the amendment? Seeing no debate, we will call to question. All those in favor on the amendment to the amendment? All those opposed? Okay, that motion carries. Now we're back to debate on the amendment. Any further debate on the amendment? So essentially now, sorry?
Parliamentary inquiry?
Yes, go ahead.
Now this.
Yes, now the amendment is this. And if regardless, whether this passes or fails, once we vote on the amendment, then we go back to debating the main motion. We don't even need to. Okay, we'll vote on the amendment. All those in favor? Those opposed? Okay, that motion's carried. We are back to debate on the main motion, which is now this. Further debate on the main motion. Councillor Hansra.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would like to speak against this motion. First of all, I'd like the council to point out that there's a number of inequalities in society. Everything from progressive taxes, even a concealed consumption tax, which is actually quite regressive, a progressive tax, and burdens of the poor can be considered unequal. So there's a number of inequalities in society. I don't want to go into legal issues because I don't want council to rely on legal issues, but there has to be a certain threshold that needs to be reached. Second of all, I'd like to point out that I have concerns about, usually when you have a solicitor client relations, there's something called privilege. Privilege protects communication between the two parties. My concern is that since we've been discussing about this in a public forum, that may be violated in any litigation, reducing our chances. That's why previously part of the reason was that last year's issues were done in camera. Now, aside from the legal side, I also had issues on principle. First of all, I think council has to recognize that that going to court on every single little issue is not the best way. We have to look at faith building better. The best relationship with the administration and with the province to better advocate students' needs. Can $2,500 be spent better? by the students' union in other forms than of seeking legal pain? I think so. This is their tax money, and we have to. This is essentially a tax, a student fee. That's how the student union is run. And we have to always be conscious about how we're spending their money. Third of all, the optics as well. We have to look at the long-term consequences of how this damages our relationship with the Board of Governors, with the University of Virginia Students Union, and whether out of the administration, and how credible we will look in future relationships. The President Kruger has already pointed out in previous council meetings about how he's had to work to prepare the relationship with student University of Alberta administration. And yeah, that's all I have.
Okay, thank you. Councillor Mills.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would like to get this motion as well. In my opinion, if we're taking a legal opinion, it should be with an end goal in mind, with the idea that we're going to use some opinion to pursue further action, with the hopes that we're going to get an opinion that we already kind of know what it's going to be, just getting, you know, some legal backing to support what we already believe to be true and how we will use it in the future. So with that, I want to pose a question to the floor. What's our end goal here? And do we feel that if we don't have an end goal, is just throwing $2,500 at something that we don't even know what we want to accomplish with it a good use of students' money?
Thank you. Councillor Mohammed.
So I just want to emphasize that you never know what a legal opinion is going to be on a certain issue. Very rarely does one go into court to argue for something that they know they're going to win. So we never know what the legal opinion is going to be. And I'd also like to emphasize that we're not going to court by doing this. We're just getting a legal opinion. And with that, in terms of what effect it will have a few effects. And the one I think is pertinent to council is that we can either, so this is an issue we're very concerned about, international student differential fees. We're very concerned about. We've always been meaning to research more about this issue to know what really our arguments are. So we're very concerned about it, but we just haven't had time to get a researcher to look into this from our end. And getting a legal opinion will actually help us analyze our arguments when we advocate for against the IDF increases. So essentially, this can sort of make up for hiring a part-time researcher to look at this. We'll have a legal opinion on the back burner, and we'll know if we want to go through this in the future where we stand. I'd also like to add that we did get a legal opinion counsel, or I guess the executive, on the installment fee, if I'm correct, which was in relation to the mandatory non-instructional fees. So we got that legal opinion to get more information on the topic to be more well-rounded when we advocate on that. So there has been a case where council has got a legal opinion, not knowing what our end goal would be, but just to get more information on it. One of the things I remember from my conversation with the executive director from the Center for Constitutional Studies was that I never urged to get more information on a certain topic, and it'd be great to have more knowledge on this so that in the future, if future executives want to go forward, councils want to go forward with this, then at least they'll have some backing. We only have about, I think, 4 or 3 months in office, so that's not enough time to launch a full charter challenge or to see the process of going through the Alberta Human Rights Act. So it's kind of tough to think of an end goal as this council right now because there's going to be new people here making up new decisions, and I think it'll be good for them to have this background information. But in terms of, why are we doing this as a council? Council is disproportionately filled with domestic students and not very many international students. So it's unfortunate that we haven't been able to get more information on the IDF or to get more solid arguments when we do advocate to the university. So I think it's good to point out we're doing this.
Yes, Councillor Hanser?
Actually, point of parliamentary inquiry.
Okay, that's...
Point of order. I'll go point of order.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yep.
I'm concerned about the councillor's drift towards questioning council's knowledge and intentions of international students.
Okay. I'm not sure he's crossed a boundary yet, but again, I would remind the councillor that's speaking and all members of council that they're unable to question the motives of any other member of council.
Yeah.
So I'd just like to clarify that I wasn't targeting counsel for not, you know, taking more action on international students. I was just raising an observation that we've always been meaning to advocate on IDFs, but something always comes up. Executives have a lot on their plate, and if they're advocating on a certain issue, something may come up, and they'll have to beeline and focus on that, such as with the 5% increase. They were all doing something. This came up. You have to beeline and focus on that. So it's unfortunate that that keeps happening, and that's just the reality of having one-year terms. We're not able to accomplish it simply because those issues come up, and the executives may have to do something else that is higher up on the priority. Doing this, spending the money, it'll just be a better way to look more into the issue about the legality of the IDF. And, you know, if it comes back negative, saying you have no solid legal backing at all, then at least we know that when we do advocate to the university in the future. So just to go back on this, the whole reason this all started was because a few international students approached me and asked me, you know, is it possible for us to sue the university? I mean, what they're doing isn't right. I looked into this. I spent a lot of time on it. And I found that this is one way to address that concern and look into it. And I'd also like to say, as a council, it's kind of our responsibility, not our fiduciary responsibility, because there's some things to that word. But I think it's our responsibility to advocate for the most vulnerable in the university community. International students may have been here for a year, 2 years, 3 years. So I think it's our responsibility to advocate on their issues, because they don't have the same luxuries that we do in terms of speaking out. It was actually interesting. When I first asked someone to write a letter of support of launching a legal challenge, the first response I got was, will they do anything to me? So I think as a council, it's kind of our role to look into these issues and to take action. And I think this is one action that we can take which will have positive effects on international students and their issues. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Grokey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I think there have been a number of arguments made both for and against this motion. However, and someone can feel free to correct me if I'm wrong, this motion was originally postponed in order to collect more information, which, other than a six-minute quasi-report during question period, council has yet to receive. So I think the original purpose of postponing this was not met, and I still think a lot of council might be still uninformed or unwilling to vote on it.
Point of information.
Yeah.
I apologize if I'm being very aggressive. But is the council aware that we postponed it to get a legal? Something, some would call it legal opinion. Some legal advice from the Center of Constitutional Studies, which was provided by the executive director. And that was the reason. So we have kind of.
Okay, we'll stop there. Okay. I don't want to get too. Go ahead, Councillor Grokey. Still your.
If I'm correct, last council it was to. Address a number of concerns. One of them was to talk to the Center for Constitutional Studies and get a more kind of hardline number. In terms of giving something back to council, like any more information to council, do you mean like a report? Like a report to type up and give to council, or like what the ideal...
During council, Councilor Mohammed sent out an email
This is getting far, far away from what points of information are supposed to be, and it's here. I'll pause this while I explain this. It's the councillor's discretion. It's Councillor Grokey's discretion as to what points of information she takes. But I would remind you that points of information are to clarify, are to request clarification. In fact, they're called requests for information now. They are to clarify what the councillor has said in her speaking term. If you wish to add new information to the debate, if you wish to provide information as part of the debate that councillor or any other councillor can take into consideration, that should be done during your own debate period. Okay? Go ahead.
Is that a point of information? No. Okay, I'm just going to end it here.
Okay. All right, thanks so much. Vice President Lau.
I'd like to speak in favor of this motion. Yes, there is always inequality, but inequality is not something that I specifically accepted for. And I agree that going to court isn't necessarily the best solution for every single issue, but seeking a legal opinion is something that we have done in the past on various issues, and I do believe that information is power, and in this case, a legal opinion, information from an expert happens to cost money.
Thank you. Vice President Chellen.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I agree wholeheartedly with Vice President Lau that information is power. I want to be really clear that I'm not arguing against supporting our international students or fighting for fair, equitable treatment for them. That's not what I'm suggesting. But I agree strongly with Councillor Mills that information without a purpose is wasteful. I think my background is that the more information you can gather on an advocacy issue, the more power that you have. But you need an intent. What is the purpose? What are you gathering that information for, and what are you going to use it for? And I don't think council has a solid understanding of what it would like this information for. And more importantly, I don't think the executive has a strong understanding of how this legal opinion will be used. My perspective is that a legal opinion needs to be a part of a broader advocacy strategy, and I'm not confident that we have seen that. Back to my agreement with Vice President Lau's point, though, yes, information is power, but in the SU, you have to ask yourself a question of opportunity cost, in a sense, and that's the question that is the most important to me. Is what you're saying is you want us to spend $2,500 on this project instead of something else. And so I would assume that we would take this from our legal budget. And that legal budget could be used, for example, to seek a legal opinion on the legality of the cost or other mandatory non-instructional fees, which affect a wide variety of students. And that may be at some point a part of the SU's advocacy strategy around, let's say, the cost fee. There's an opportunity cost that's associated with every expenditure in the SU, and my question for council to consider is, without a long-term strategy on how this legal opinion will be used, especially when it sounds as though, number one, a charter challenge is expensive, and number two, a citizen challenge, the AHRA, isn't likely. An expenditure without a strategy is not the best use of students' money, but I think there are equally as unjust activities that the university or the provincial government may be taking on that have detrimental impacts, not just to international students, but to all students. So I encourage council to think about the opportunity cost here.
Thank you. Councillor Hodgson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would just like to agree with, and I apologize in advance, Councillor Grilke's sentiments. I just kind of the first 10 minutes of this debate, I feel the motion has actually changed significantly from when we were first debating it back in December. I'm still not sure where I stand on either side, but there has been some new. Just for example, the human rights section with the Alberta Human Rights Act, like that's new, having a finite amount of money we're agreeing to contribute, as opposed to the last time we talked about this, we were under the impression it was free. I'm just a little uncertain right now as well. I would really like to have some written information in front of me. Councilor Mohammed did send me some information through email. I know we had some issues with the listserv and wasn't able to get out to everybody, but I think it would be better if council had the time to contemplate this question with sort of a written document or even just a good email on it, outlining everything Councillor Mohammed has researched so far, so we can have that in front of us. I'm considering making a motion to table it to the next meeting. I'm not really sure right now still, but yeah, I'm certain.
Thank you. Councillor Hansra.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm quite lucky that I get to speak right after Councillor Hodgson, so that I can address some of his concerns.
If Council recalls at the previous meeting, and perhaps I didn't communicate this, I was under a lack of sleep at that time, was that the intention to delay it was so that the Councillor could get some advice from the Center of Constitutional Studies. At that time, I advised Council that you're not going to get much substantive work from them. Why? Because they are an organization that publishes papers. Doctors, they're not willing to commit something. They're unlikely to commit something on paper that Students' Council or anybody would rely on. Right? There's liability issues, X, Y, Z. So even if we delay by a certain amount, I'm not convinced that we will get more information than we had, and then the information that we've had through an email account is secondhand information given by Councillor Mohammed. I'm also concerned that Council has been weighed a little bit towards thinking that, you know what, maybe there is an opportunity, and that is by previous two lawyers, people with legal educations. One is who has withdrawn her statements because she had not relied, she had not expressly allowed her statement to be relied on Council. And the other concern that the Councillor Mohammed previously has stated was that he had sought advice from legal firms. I think Councillor Mohammed may have been a little confused by the three law firms. While they have four names in it, they're all the same. Reynolds Meyer is only one firm, and that's the only one that you've emailed me. So I'm concerned about the lack of information. Not the lack of information, the quality of information that Council has been provided. But I can assure you that unless we seek a legal opinion, that's the route that Council wants to go. We are not going to get any concrete information. And that brings us back to the current debate, and that is, what does Council want? And also, what does when we're looking at what Council wants, this is a question about what direction Council is looking to go towards in their advocacy process. One, we could go as the motion states, and in my opinion, somewhat reckless, and attempt to burn bridges and get our hands up and get ready to fight. Or what we can do is we can look at a more comprehensive plan, as Vice President Chung says, which a legal opinion may be suitable for, but in the current standpoint, it doesn't seem like it is. And a case where we look at rebuilding bridges that we've burned, and in a case where we pursue mutual gains bargaining. The basic theory of negotiations from a point of view of a lower powerful organization, whether it's First Nation reserves, unions, and students' union, when you're dealing with someone who's more powerful, is not necessarily look for positional bargaining, which this suggests, but to look at ideas where we can both enhance and gain mutual benefits from. And if we continue to have these strong positions like this suggests, students, whether it's international students or domestic students, are not going to get the most effective lobby. So that said, and the other part of the issue is that the Councillor Mohammed brought in, was that, and Vice President Lau brought in, is yes, we've looked at legal opinions and requested legal opinions. But if you look at the previous legal opinion and why they requested, that was a gross abuse of power. And that needed a step forward because that affected the rights, the basic rights of all students. We don't even, and clearly from the discussion here, this is the wishy-washy. Council seems to be like, you know what, there may be a chance, but there probably isn't a chance. We don't know where it is. That was a clear-cut case. This is not. And so we have to look at when we give $2,500 of any money, where it lasts, what's the effect, what's the end purpose, as Councillor Mills and Vice President Challen says. And that could be part of a broader case, but clearly in this case we do not know this. This not feel in that position, but rather in a mechanism that's looking at burning bridges with the administration. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Mohammed.
Yeah, so I'd just like to address a few concerns. So the one about the report. I apologize in the sense that we didn't really get an intent by what it meant by more information on December 3rd. That portion of council was kind of rushed, so it was just get more information, we'll talk about it on January 7th. And I interpreted that as talking to the Center for Constitutional Studies and talking to law firms. I did talk to three, just one. But regardless, so I didn't know that I had to compile a report, but noted. In terms of sending out information, I was intending to send out information last night, but while I was reaching for my water bottle, water spilled on my laptop, and so that was unfortunate. So I rushed to get this replacement so I could send it out at noon, around 1 p.m., and I sent out the email. If the council's interested, I can send out a screenshot of the email in time to know that I sent it out at a certain time. But for whatever reason, it didn't send. I also sent out another email at 6:42. So I don't know if everyone can check their email boxes and see if there was an email sent to the SU council listserv. If there wasn't, then there's something wrong with the listserv. And in that case, I apologize for that. So that's just addressing the aspect of coming back to council with more information. So in terms of so the end goal, in my view, is to regulate international student tuition. And the way this will do this is that we'll be on the same footing as the province. We'll hear the arguments for having a section, and hopefully by the end of the day, their tuition will be regulated the same as our tuition. That's my view of the end goal. In terms of a broader strategy, we only have 4 months. So, like I don't know if, like, I don't know if it's that high on our priority list to launch a broader strategy around a legal challenge and then, you know, do it in 4 months. But, like, I personally think that's bogging down time and waiting out our four-month term. And then we're going to have a new council in 4 months. And I don't know if we're going to want to do this or not. Like, I don't really understand the thing about having a broader strategy. We're getting a legal opinion. If it's good, it'll go to council. And we'll decide what to do from there. I would also like to say that we're treating this $2,500 like it's, you know, $1 million. It's interesting. You know, with the organization with $11 million, an $11 million organization that owns a building that was able to renovate some, that building, that has $2.5 million in unrestricted funds, that's increased their legal fund up an additional $10,000 last year, that one of the issues is where are we going to get the money? I think we can get the money if our organization is, you know, worth $11 million. And if we can't use that amount of money, we still have millions left that we can tap into. So I really don't want the cost to play into this discussion because, we have the money necessary to go about this if council chooses to, and it won't be $2,500 wasted. We'll have this legal opinion. If they come back and say, you know what, you have a strong case, then yeah, let's go forth. And if they say no, then at least we tried. Now, I'd also like to mention the reason why it's coming from me and not the exec, is that if it was coming from the exec, then it would be high enough on your priority list to launch the broader strategy. And unfortunately, the reality is something comes up, and the executive have other issues to worry about, and that's unfortunate. But that happens. So I decided to take the initiative as a counselor to go about this. And that's why it says, move that student's council direct the executive. Because I feel this issue is high enough on there, to go about this. I could come back with a motion 2 weeks from now saying, move that student's council direct the University of Alberta students to be executive to launch a broader strategy. But I don't know how that would sit with everyone. I just like to emphasize that we have 4 months. You know, we have the power to do quite a bit in one day. I think we only have four or five council meetings left. And, you know, if it'll... So I'll come back, 2 weeks from now, I'll have a report. I'll send it out a week from now. I'll give it to counselors. And I don't want the argument against it to be we don't have enough information. I don't want the argument against it to be we don't have enough money. I want the arguments to be on the merit of this motion. I want to close by saying that injustice prevails when, you know, good people do nothing. And I think we have to do something 2 weeks from now. So I can make a motion now to postpone this to next council.
Okay. So there's a motion to postpone the current motion to the next council meeting on, what day is that, January 21st. Do we have a seconder for that motion? President Kuzma, thank you very much. Let me just check this debate. I'm sorry?
Oh, nothing. I'm fluttering my own thoughts on okay. But I'll take a bet with you, though, if you give me good odds.
Sorry?
I don't think it's fair. I'll make a bet with you if you want to give me good odds.
I don't know where you're going with this. Okay. Yes, this is debatable. Okay, so Councillor Mohammed, to introduce if you need any further introduction.
Yeah, so the concern was raised about not getting, well, there is a miscommunication with the council on getting more information. So 2 weeks from now, I'll come back. I don't know what's wrong with the listserv, but 2 weeks from now, the intent of this is to essentially come back with something written to essentially find out what the background of charter channels are, what we're trying to do, what we're trying to accomplish.
We'll put you into debate now.
Yeah. Okay. And where the money's going to come from. So just going to come back with more information. I'm going to meet with Vice President Lay again to find out about all the financials to see that we can actually get the money and to see that this $2,500 will take for us to the SU. So that's the debate for this one again.
Thank you. Councillor Binchik.
Okay, thank you. I would like to speak against this motion. I believe that even though we might get more information from the legal firms, the debate would still be similar regarding the merits of the motion and that we would just go through the same conversation. I believe we are ready to vote on it. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Mills.
Thank you, Speaker. I'd like to be against postponing this motion. I think that we've had time to hear different points of view, and like Councilor Benchik said, the debate would most likely be the same 2 weeks from now.
Thank you. President Kuzmu.
Yeah, so my thoughts in regards to this is that there are a couple of counselors who mentioned that they would have liked more time to actually deliberate some of the information. And the reason why we did postpone this entire thing was, while we did want Councilor Mohammed to get more information, part of that is also him passing that information to us in a timely fashion so we can deliberate everything clearly. So I'm actually rather sympathetic towards this motion, and I think I'll vote in favor of it, so the fact that, you know, I think it's commendable that I really respect when the council puts in a lot of time for certain initiatives that they're passionate about, and Councilor Mohammed is passionate about this. And if he thinks that providing more information is going to make a difference, and for some councils, if they feel like that's going to make a difference for them, I see some merit in that. At least us postponing the discussion. You know, next week, next council meeting, there's no need for us to rehash the same arguments we've already hashed out. It's just a matter of like, okay, we actually got the information. I actually know what Section 4 of the Alberta Human Rights Act is, and let's finally go on. So I'm pretty supportive of this motion to delay.
Thank you, Councillor Champagne.
I was joking.
Okay, Councillor Hansra.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would also like to speak against this motion. I think there's been some questions, the previous concerns about whether councillors don't know what the legal opinion is. I think this bylaw. This motion is not regarding what the merits are. It's about strategy. And clearly in the councillor's previous statement, speaking during, he's laid out what his strategy is. If a legal opinion comes in that is favorable, then the Students' Union will be committed to, he would then move a motion to commit the Students' Union to up to potentially hundreds of thousands of dollars to pursue legal action. So we know what the merits are. This is a question, it's not whether we have a chance or not. This is a question about what strategy Students' Council would like to direct the executive to pursue. And that is one, looking at legal opinion, looking at burning bridges, or two, looking at rebuilding bridges, a comprehensive strategy, a strategy that is more thought out and more has more purpose, and where students' money, regardless if it's only $2,500.
Councillor Hansard, and I think Councillor Hanwell was going to go at it right there. Councillor Hansard, I'd remind you, and I'll pause this, sorry, remind you that we're debating right now the motion to postpone, and I would encourage you to
I apologize. So I would end up with saying that we have what we need to vote on this motion right now. There's no need to postpone this.
Thank you. Councillor Grilke?
Can I hold a question?
You're the last one, so unless seeing no one else that wants to... I will allow a motion to call to question then, because there would be additional speakers. So, motion to call to question. Is there a seconder for the motion to call to question? Councillor Gordon? Thank you very much. All those in favour of calling to question? Those opposed? Okay, that motion carries. So we will call to question on the motion to postpone this motion until the next meeting on January 21st. This motion to call for division. I'll allow it. Okay, we'll do division. So again, this motion is to postpone until the 21st. President Kuzma.
Okay.
Vice President Chellen.
In favor.
Vice President Woods.
In favor.
Vice President Lay. Vice President Lau.
In favor.
Governor Kelly.
In favor.
Councillor Patel.
In favor.
Councillor Borden.
Opposed.
Councillor Mills.
Opposed.
Councillor Hanwell.
Opposed.
Councillor Bannister.
In favor.
Councillor Chabone. Councillor Mohammed.
In favor.
Councillor Grilke.
Opposed.
Councillor Minarski.
Opposed.
Councillor Valdez.
Opposed.
Councillor Corbett. Councillor
Horvat,
Councillor Redman, Councillor Malik, Councillor, is there a proxy here for Councillor Redman? No. Okay, you had mentioned something once. So. Okay, Councillor Hammond.
In favor.
Councillor Hansra.
Opposed.
Councillor Lamb.
In favor.
Councillor Morris.
In favor.
Councillor Sim. Councillor Nguyen.
Abstain.
Councillor Champagne. Councillor Speakman.
She left.
Okay. Councillor Hodgson.
In favor.
Councillor Huang. Are you there still? In favor. Okay. Thank you.
Thanks.
Councillor Zhang. Councillor Graham.
In favor.
Councillor Binchik.
Opposed.
Councillor Douglas.
In favor.
Just double check what this is. Okay, that motion carries, 16 in favor, 9 against, and 2 abstentions. So that item will be postponed until our next meeting on the 21st. And again, Nicole, if you wouldn't mind adding that to the order paper. With that, we are at the end of our agenda package, so I would look favorably upon a motion to adjourn. Councillor Grilke, seconded by Councillor Champagne. Thank you very much. All those in favor? Those opposed? Okay, that motion's carried. We will proceed to attendance, although before we do, I wanted to thank Council for, after we came back from recess, it was a much more, and I'll get to your guys' stuff too, it was a much more respectful debate we were having here, and there wasn't near as much shouting or anything, so thank you very much for that. A couple of quick announcements, I think, Councillor Mills?
No, can you take the call for division of attendance?
Ah, good point. Ah, you're good. Okay. Councillor Bannister.
I have a question. Sorry, I just didn't hear the number totally.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was 16 in favor, 9 opposed, and 2 abstentions.
Okay, thank you.
And if you were here for the vote, I'm assuming you were here for attendance. No one walked in since then. All right, with that, we are adjourned at 8:40 p.m. We will see you in 2 weeks' time. Have a good evening.